From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Wilson Sayre. Florida turns in a middling performance in the latest state-by-state measure of senior health by the United Health Foundation. As Rick Stone tells us, there's good news in the report, but also information to take very seriously.
It's a state-by-state survey on 34 measures of health, and generally it shows encouraging health gains for seniors and an increasing willingness to improve their own health. Florida ranked 28th in the nation. Dr. Rhonda Randall, the senior advisor on the study, says in some areas, Florida seniors do pretty well.
We're doing good at being physically active. Florida has a low prevalence of physical inactivity. Florida did well in a high use of hospice care, also a lower prevalence of falls.
But the other news is not so good. The elderly of the Sunshine State are fatter than they should be and tend to drink too much. Florida comes in dead last in the number of available home health care workers, and it scores another 50th place on the number of seniors with chronic conditions such as high blood pressure, obesity, and diabetes.
And when you have the number of seniors growing and at the same time ranking 50th in the nation for the number of chronic conditions, what are we going to do about it?
Randall says our state is expecting an 88% increase in the number of elderly residents in 25 years. Florida improved a bit from last year's survey when it came out 29th in overall senior health. This year, like last year, Minnesota has the healthiest seniors in the country. It's followed in order by Hawaii, New Hampshire, Vermont, and Massachusetts. The bottom five are Arkansas, Oklahoma, Kentucky, Louisiana, and the unhealthiest senior state of all, Mississippi. I'm Rick Stone in Miami.
Florida's agricultural exports totaled more than $4 billion in 2013, almost up 2% from the previous year. State Department of Agriculture spokeswoman Erin Gillespie says Florida is expanding its international reach. She says Canada is the top importer of Florida agriculture, while growing markets in Japan, South Korea, and other countries continue to grow.
Our Asian markets really are seeing an uptick in grapefruit and orange importing, and a lot of that is coming from right here in Florida.
The department says Florida agriculture is more than a $100 billion industry, second only to tourism in economic impact. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Wilson Sayre.